This your boy Jay Gibson, CEO and founder of Rethink Rich Academy, the new face of finance. Get used to it. And it's another edition of Late Night Balls Talk. Tonight, we're going to talk about those receipts. In business, they say if you don't have receipts, you don't have proof. And all your dreams of being the biggest boss can go up in smoke like poof. So tune in tonight. I'm going to give you some game on how you can fix that and get your business on the right track. All right? Let's put the sheep to sleep. It's time for the wolf pack to ride. Ow! Yeah. What's good, people? This your boy, Jay Gibson, CEO and founder of Rethink Rich Academy, the new face of finance. Get used to it. And it's another edition of Late Night Balls Talk. Now, tonight, I'm going to give you some real game, right? I got a question from somebody that hit me up. And they asked me a question, so I'm going to answer it live on this episode. And the title of this episode is, I Got Receipts, right? So we're going to just get right into it. So the question was, right, Jay Gibson, I'm starting a business. I really want to get going. The idea is a t-shirt business. And, you know, how do I go about getting my designs out there? And how do I get started? So I gave him the basics of getting started. And where they could find some good designers and things of that nature. And then I advised the person, I said, hey, why don't you, you know, the name that they're going to come out with the clothing line, right? We won't put that out there to protect their ideas and their intellectual property. But it's similar to a clothesline that has been out before. So I said, you know, you might want to check with the, you know, patent and trademark office just to make sure to do a quick search, you know what I'm saying, to see if that name is available. Or if it's too close to the name that you're, you know, that's already established. And they told me, I ain't trying to do all that, bro. I'm trying to get out here and get these sales. You know what I'm saying? I got to get this money. You feel me? So I said, this is a great teaching opportunity. So I'm going to go through why you should always have receipts. And what I, you know, at a deeper level is documenting your journey. So we're going to get right into it. So as I said, you know, I got this question and it kind of made me start thinking. You know, when we talk about receipts, there's a lot of different levels now. You have the actual physical receipt from your purchase. When you buy something from a store, that is the proof that you spent your money in exchange for the product. If you ever have to return that product, you can go in the store and you can exchange that receipt. I mean, show that receipt and exchange that product and get a refund. What I'm talking about in terms of business is documenting your journey. Where are your receipts? Now, you could say the sales that you make, you obviously want to have tangible records of your sales that you make. When you go to, and we'll get into that in a minute why that's important, but when you're trying to go to a bank or you're trying to, you know, expand your business, you're going to run into obstacles if you don't have those receipts. Now, but more importantly, the receipts that I'm talking about to get started tonight are the receipts of your sweat, right? Your sweat equity. How much work have you put in, right? Where did you start? How did everything get started? We're in an age, social media, but we're also documentarians, right? And we're documenting all of our journeys, you know, day to day. And I often kid about, you know, people sharing their, you know, little kid, little Tay-Tay jumping up and down. I just use that as an example. But what I'm saying is that's part of someone's journey. That's someone's journey in parenting, right? So I don't want to make light of that. But I use that as an example because we often prioritize that type of stuff over tangible things that we need to, information we should be sharing to help us get to the next level. So what I'm saying today is make sure you document your journey. There's a journey that you're on right now, whether it's the first day you started your business, whether you've been doing it for 2 years, whether you've been in business 20 years. And, you know, don't you think there's a value to those lessons and to that story? If someone asked you about your business and how you got started, you would tell them the story. Well, the receipts are the proof of the story that you're telling them. Is showing the work that you put in, and even your failures are part of your receipts, right? The best equivalent to it is your transcript. And people could tell, you know, when you apply for a job, you know, and I sit down with people all the time and candidates who want to work at the company, and I tell them, you know, you look at their qualifications and you look at their resume, but when you get to the deeper level, the second level of screening, you often look at those transcripts to see, okay, are they really an expert or what is their study habits? It's not something I personally would say is the most important thing in the world, but it does show some characteristics. If a person was a D student, but they can show me their portfolio of work, then I could say, hey, those receipts may be more valuable to me than those receipts. Okay, you weren't interested in history or English lit, but you know how to do the lit graphics. You feel what I'm saying? Or you know how to do the lit vocals, or you know, video editing, or the things that I need. So therefore, depending on what I'm, you know, hiring this person for, whether it's in a corporate setting or just in, you know, a creative setting for some of my several businesses that I own, or businesses that I help manage, there are certain criteria. That criteria is going to be evaluated by those receipts. When there's also another level of document your journey for the customer, right? People fall in love with your story. They you know, some of the best businesses that are around today, we like their story. There was a movie came out, McDonald's, called The Founder, and it's about the McDonald's brothers, but also Ray Kroc. And Ray Kroc was the person, if you don't know, who took McDonald's to what you know it as today. It was just one restaurant. So one of the biggest chains in the world started at one restaurant, and we finally, after 40, 50 years, were able to see how that brand became the global juggernaut that it is. Those were receipts. You know, the McDonald's brothers, they had a system of serving a burger within a record amount of time, and they had their equipment, the layout of their, I don't want to tell too much of the movie, but the layout of their store, you know, was in a specific way. Their process of putting your burger and putting your order together was in a certain methodology, a certain process. And that was what they garnered to be the most important thing, that they thought that was the secret sauce everybody wanted to steal. They basically revolutionized fast food as we know it, right? And what you don't understand is Ray Kroc saw something different. He was able to see the value of the brand and then take it from there. So you go watch the movie and we'll talk about it one day. But right now, I want to talk about those receipts. So when I was able to watch their story, I saw all of the steps and all of the, you know, the gripes and the growing pains they went through to go from one single store to, you know, millions of locations and billions served. One of the biggest hurdles they had was franchising. Should they franchise? Because nobody else can implement their system but them. But you can't scale a business if you can't have more than one location or be able to serve multiple people. The more customers you have, the bigger your business is. So that's just an example for y'all. You have to document your story. That is a journey you're on. You're at a starting point, and you follow, you know, walk with me through this jungle, right? You ever see those, you know, movies or cartoons of the guy in the jungle, and he's got the machete, and he's chopping, and he's chopping, and he's chopping. And he might run into a snake, right? He has to line the snake up, look him in the eyes, see if he can, you know, get past this snake, right? And eventually he finds a way to get past him. Then he may go across a river, right? And he has to get across that river and navigate. They have to take a stick and put it down there to see how deep the current is, right? They have to see if they can cross there, or do they have to go another way? Or can they find a log or something to hold on to and try to get across that river? So that's the next obstacle. And then they have to, you know, maybe climb a peak in order to get a vantage point of the rest of the journey. Every single step I just named, right, is part of the journey, and they will have receipts. What another way to look at it is they could say your war wounds, right? Receipts are war wounds. So in battle, people have wounds and they take pride in them. They come home and say, hey, see these two bullet wounds? I took these in Afghanistan. Salute to all my armed force people, you know, all my veterans, all my people who, you know, put that work in, right? We know some people, right? One of my brother-in-laws, I might as well say, he's a little whoop, right? He's a good brother, though. He's a good brother, right? But he has stories that he could tell you from his experiences. Anybody who's been in the military, or, you know, people that's my street soldiers, right? They've been in the streets. You know, you go to some of the prisons and you talk to some of these guys and they'll give you stories and show you some of their war wounds, right? But in terms of business, right, you want to have your receipts, your war wounds, your battle scars, right? Or what they like to call sweat equity, the time that you've put in on your business or your idea or your product or whatever it is, even on yourself. If you're going to present yourself as a boss, because this is boss talk, right? So I ain't talking to the to the intern, right? Not right now, unless they're ready to be a boss. I can show you how to go from intern to a boss, but right now I'm talking to the bosses or the aspiring bosses. So I'll put it like that. I'm going to include everybody. I ain't going to exclude nobody just yet. You might be in the mailroom, be smarter than the CEO. I'll tell you that right now. A lot of these people that are big time in these companies really don't know too much, but they were good at what they did. And so that's what I'm saying to you. So if you want to be a boss, you know, if you want people to follow you, what are they following? What is the story? What is your style? What is your journey? How are you going to have the knowledge to know if, you know, the people that are working with you are BSing you, right? If you don't have any experience, if you can't share your knowledge with them and they can see that this guy's a seasoned vet, right? Now, for my people that rock the beards, right, the beard gang, you know, I battled this for a while. I watched a lot of brothers go out there and go get that Beijing, right? But then you say you want to have a little bit of salt and pepper in the beard. I'm a man of a certain age right now. I want to show that wisdom, that experience. And so, therefore, you don't want to look like, you know, Wolfman Jack, even though I am, you know what I'm saying, Wolfman Jack. But you can't, all that doesn't always translate in different circles. You want to look, you know, professional. So you want to show a little bit of seasoning, though, right? You want to, that's a badge of honor that you've lived a certain amount of years, or you've strived and survived, you know, some of these stressors that are out here, especially when you're trying to start your business. So don't be afraid to keep those receipts and bring them out every once in a while and look at them and share your story. Each of us have a story to tell, right? Whether you're a motivational speaker or inspirational speaker, whether you're, you know, you give TED Talks or lectures, that's your dream that you want, you know, or you might just get asked to do a presentation, you know, in a pitch meeting. Right. There's a lot of people, my aspiring marketers or people that are marketers or people that are social media marketing agencies. You want to see not just the graphics they do. You, if you're hiring a social media marketing agency, show me some brands that you took from A to B. Right. Show me show me how you're going to tell my story, because that's what people are going to connect with. There's no course you can buy that can show you, that can give you a story. You have to write your own story. And so, therefore, all of the trials and tribulations you go through are part of the journey, aka your receipts. Now, we're going to get practical, right? The actual receipts, you know, the second part of what I'm talking about is when you're starting a business and you're trying to get credit, you're trying to show documentation for the work you're putting in, for the sales that you're making. One of the biggest mistakes new business owners make is that they, you know, they often jump out there and they see, I'm gonna tackle this argument right here tonight. There's a difference between being stagnant and being smart. When you have the experience, or you have access to people, you have access to Google, you have access to YouTube. So even if you never, you know, have, you know, had anybody around you who started a business, there's a business in your local area. Go in there and talk to the guy at the chicken shack, you know, that you like, or the coffee shop, or, you know, I'm talking about my small business owners. Go talk to one of them and just spark up a conversation. Say, hey, I'm thinking about starting a business. You know, I have some ideas. You know, they're going to first think you're trying to get your stuff in their store. But if you say, hey, I'm not, you know, right now I'm not really trying to get in store. I just like some advice. You know, could I take you to lunch sometime and we can sit down and, you know, I can kind of, you know, run some ideas off you or get some advice from you. And I guarantee you, man, if it's somebody who really rocks with you, or you know, the place that you, you know, you already have a rapport with that person, they'll give you 10, 15 minutes of their time. They may not even ask you to, you know, they may not even accept you taking them to lunch. They may say, hey, just come by tomorrow, you know, and we can sit down and talk. And that's what I'm saying to you. You know, reach out to people who have experiences. You'll be surprised the information you get in the support you'll get. And, you know, you have to have receipts. If you're trying to take your business from out the trunk, which, like I said, a lot of times, you know, just in the music world, there's this whole terminology of out the trunk. And selling out the trunk means if you have a product, whether it's T-shirts, whether it's music, whether it's DVDs and videos, could be a lot of things, but we're going to keep it legal tonight. Right? I don't need no investigations. I don't need 6ix9ine on my timeline. You feel what I'm saying? But what I'm saying to you right now, as far as business, selling out the trunk just means independent, right? You're not in a major store. So if you're selling plates and pies and cakes, and dinners and stuff, meal plans, whatever you want to call it nowadays, you're doing that out of your own kitchen. Now, there's certain legalities with that when you want to really get going, but we won't get into that tonight. But the point I'm saying is, if you want to take that business from startup to stardom, and that's my term I've been using for a while, I don't want to see that on y'all hashtags, all right? Because I'm coming for you. But nah, it's all good. You can use it as long as you give me some credit. You feel me? But if you want to go from startup to stardom, you have to be able to show investors all of your story, not just the parts that's shiny and nice. So to give you a real life example, my man Damon John, I was able to chop it up with him on a webinar one time and ask him a few questions. And I asked him, what did he remember his first sale? And his whole face changed. He just kind of like was surprised, because I'm guessing a lot of people have not asked him that. They're too busy asking how they can get on Shark Tank or how they can get him to invest in their business. But by asking him that question, it made him think. And he thought back, and a smile came over his face, and he told me the story of how he got his first sale. And that just, he was able to then elaborate and say, when they first started, they were just putting t-shirts on celebrities and rappers, getting this stuff in the video, getting it out there, getting that free exposure. But then they had to start making actual sales. If you want your product to get in stores, you have to get a barcode. So I'm gonna give you guys a few quick steps right here now. As far as setting up your business, I'm gonna have an expert come by. My peoples, Vaughn Williams, she is an expert. She's an accountant by trade. And she's a lot of things. She's definitely a speaker. She has her own course, about finance and stuff. And see, I'm in the finance lane too, but I'm gonna share that spotlight and let you know, yo, she the guru. She could definitely, give you some information on your business structure and the tax consequences and the tax benefits of setting something up right. So that's what I want you as far, but I'm gonna give you a little bit of game. So there's the different types of business structures. You have your sole proprietorship, which is just you, yourself, and I, right? You're just starting a business, but you're trying to separate or differentiate yourself from, Joe Smith the person to Joe Smith sells cakes. And so then you have an LLC, which is a limited liability company. That gives you a little more protection, because hence the name limited liability. You're only liable for the assets and the money that's in the business, not your personal assets. Then you have obviously corporations, which is incorporating, and then there's not-for-profit organizations as well. And I get into all that. There's S corps, there's C corps, there's all kind of stuff. But I'll let Vaughn break that down for you. Right now, I'm giving you the boss talk as far as how you are going to get those receipts. So what I'm saying to you, if you're starting your business and you're trying to be like the next FUBU, you're trying to be the next Famous Amos, you're trying to be the next McDonald's, you have to show somebody, an investor, whether it's a bank, whether it's private investors, whether you go to a venture capital, invitation to pitch your business. They have a lot of these startup accelerators and things that, trying to help people, the Small Business Administration, if you're trying to get a loan through them. I've met with some of those people as well, and you have to be able to write a business plan. Part of that business plan is telling the story of your business and then giving them projections and all of that kind of stuff. But you have to show people where you started from and where you're going. So, those receipts are critical. So if you're selling out the trunk, as I was alluding to earlier, that means you're just selling your product straight to the consumer. And often it was a cash exchange. Well, nowadays you can have the same mentality. Don't get me wrong. I don't want anybody to think I'm saying, oh, I got to be all fancy pants and I got to do all this and I need a PhD and I need XYZ to start my business. I'm just trying to get it how I get it. I ain't got time for that. Well, do you got time to be successful? And that's the things that kind of, get under my skin a little bit, because I watch people spin their wheels and they get frustrated, and then they start thinking there's some, somehow somebody sold out or, maybe joined Illuminati or something as soon as they get famous, but they don't want to respect all the nights and all the time and all the years they struggled and sacrificed for their business and saved the money and lost out and spent a whole bunch of money on product and didn't get the sales and had to either give it away or throw it away, or made a mistake. And then had to learn from that mistake and bounce back. So It kind of disrespects the people who put in that work when they see, as soon as people have to do something that's a little more complicated or just requires a little more effort than what they thought it would be, they throw their hands up, right? But they've worked for someone else for 30 years. And that's deep, y'all. Y'all need to pay attention to that. We will give 30 years, which in some cases, is half your life, to someone else's dream, to someone else's company, to someone else's $1 billion and $1 million, but we won't put 6 months, a year, 2 years into going through the growing pains of building our own, right? And or we look at someone else's business. I know people who work 9 to 5 jobs who also want to be entrepreneurs on the side and treat the 9 to 5, not saying you're not supposed to prioritize where your bread and butter is coming from, but they treat the 9 to 5 as if it's more important or not just as important than their own business. Or they don't even structure their business on the order, as my grandma used to say, on the order of the business they work at. So if you work at a company, that's a great thing. Don't let anybody tell you you got to quit your job and sell your house and sell your shoes and go, walk down the street in India somewhere and go see the Buddha, to get the enlightenment or whatever, and get the sacred chants and mantras to become a business a person. You work at a business. Just observe. You don't want to ask too many questions because then they're gonna start looking at you crazy. But you do want to observe how do they do business, right? What is their structure? Do they have a CEO? Who's the vice presidents? Who is the managers? How are the managers interact with the employees, and what is the culture of the company? All that's important. And we'll get to that in another night, but I want to touch on that because it's important to what I'm talking about, to having receipts. All of that's receipts because that's experience. And you're getting real world experience and learning. So, another shark, right, from the Shark Tank was Mark Cuban. Now, I never met Mark Cuban in real life yet. I'm sure one day we'll meet. I've been to his arena on the tour I told you guys about, and been, to the locker rooms and all through the arena, and it's first class, y'all. His facilities are first class. He treats his players, like champions, and that's why they have a championship. But the point I'm making is he worked at DirecTV. Where he made his billion at is off of HD, right? It's called HD Net. That was the name of his station, if I'm not mistaken. And he was able to work at DirecTV for about 7 years, I think, and learn the whole telecom business, satellite, right? Satellite telecommunications. How did this work? How did their network work? He studied the manual. He knew it like the back of his hand. He knew all of the technology because he wanted to start a network. He wanted to break into this high definition technology, and he needed to know from their perspective how everything worked. That's still one of the biggest cable providers. So he was the first one to put out a 100% HD network when it first started, and the investors that invested in him made him a billionaire, right? And so he sacrificed for years. Right, he talks about it all the time. He lost relationships, he had lost friendships, and he was committed to his dream. He told anybody who dated him at that time that he only had a limited amount of time, that they couldn't understand that his business was more the most important thing in his life, that it wouldn't work out, and many times it didn't work out, and but he kept moving, and you see he's a success today. He has a family. And he's enjoying his life because he was able to go after what he was dreaming about. But he also respected the process and he respected the journey. And part of that journey was working for someone that was in that industry, right? Knowing what was coming down the line. I told you guys the other night about Bill Gates and him. Knowing what was coming down the line. If you're really passionate about this business that you want to start, you will know everything there is to know about that industry, right? You'll go to trade shows, right? When we are actually allowed to go back in public places. But right now, guess what? You can go to YouTube and you can see any conference or any trade show that you want, right? So that's part of growing in your business. It's part of gaining information. So I wanted to, kind of touch on that because I wanted you to understand there is a difference between stagnation and, just being stupid. And I think a lot of us are being, with just being poked and prodded into just jumping out there sometime. And yes, sometimes you just, they always tell you just start. And at some point, you do have to put one foot in front of the other. But at least let's put some shoes on before we put one foot in front of the other. Don't go out here walking on barefoot, and then when you get glass in your foot, then you want to blame the world. You want to say, see, nobody told me to put no shoes on. They told me to just get started, right? If you're going through the jungle, you needed that machete to cut down those, to cut down those that brush. You ain't getting too far in the jungle without a machete. You heard me? You feel what I'm saying? So you show me somebody, that can get through the jungle with nothing. So be prepared for the journey you're going to get on. Now, you may not be able to know the whole journey, but if you do some minimal research, you'll be able to get some information based on other people's receipts. So that's a jewel right there. If you don't have your own receipts yet, go look up receipts of other people and read their receipts and see what they went through. And then you'll be able to get some sense of what to anticipate when you're on this journey from startup to stardom. So I just wanted to touch on that, y'all, and just let you know, if you have a question, you can always ask me, and I will gladly answer it. And if it actually, if I'm excited about it, I'll make an episode and bring you on the episode, and we can talk about it together, and we can work out the kinks. And if you want a private session, we can work that out as well. But like I said, don't be afraid to reach out. Hit me at Late Night Boss Talk, right? You can find me on Facebook, Late Night Boss Talk, Instagram, Late Night Boss Talk, TikTok, Late Night Boss Talk, Twitter, Late Night Boss Talk, right? So I just wanted to say to you guys, appreciate all the support, the people that are listening. Make sure you subscribe on Spotify. Anywhere you're listening to this, though, just make sure you subscribe. But on Spotify, you can follow me and it'll give you notifications when new episodes come up. So, we'll be on a few other platforms soon. We're branching out. We're also in Google. We're on a few other platforms, but right now Spotify has definitely been showing us love. So, big shout out to Anchor, big shout out to Spotify. So with that being said, I'm gonna get on out of here. But before I leave, I just wanted to tell you guys, you guys will be a success if you just keep grinding, right? You keep grinding and keep, one day at a time, getting better and better and better and learning and growing. And like I always tell you, make your mistakes early, make them while they're cheap. And get to that next level, but you got to have your receipts. Stop putting your business out there, starting these businesses, and you don't have any type of proof of the sales or the interest, right? Even on social media, you have your likes on YouTube, you have your views, right? Facebook, you have your shares and all that kind of stuff and comments, right? To show that there's interest and there's some type of buzz around your product, but then take that and translate that into actual business receipts so that when you make those sales, if you don't have a website yet, you can use PayPal or you can even use Cash App. If you're selling something at an event, hey, Cash App me that 10 bucks. Don't just give it to me cash. Now I have some type of record of a transaction and I could take that. And when I set up my business, and like I said, I'll get Vaughn on here and her hashtag and her handle is Don't Die Broke if you want to check her out. But until you get your business set up, and once you get your business set up, you can transfer those funds into your business bank account. But you can hold them right there in Cash App for a while, and just let that fund, let those resources build up until you're able to get to that next step. And then, like I said, if you already gotten started, set a benchmark, right? Like I said, goals are finite destinations. A benchmark is just one step along the way in your journey, right? So set that benchmark, let's say for your first $1,000 in sales. Once you reach your first, let's say thousand or first $500, or at least within the first 6 months, you're building the business, you're still building, you're still building, you're still building, but you have to have, some sort of documentation. Set a date or set a timeline or set a benchmark that you're going to go ahead and register the business and get your bank accounts set up and get your tax ID number so you can set up your, you know, set up your business bank account and get those benefits of being a business owner, right? The American dream is to own your own business, not to build someone else's, all right? Tired of, you know what I'm saying? If you're tired of making someone else a billionaire and you're ready to be a billionaire, then it's time to get on that journey. And the only way to get on that journey is to keep them receipts. So I'll holler at y'all next time. It's your boy Jay Gibson, CEO and founder of Rethink Rich Academy, the new face of finance. Get used to it. Bossology, the science of successful leadership. That's the book. It's coming soon. So like I said, I'll let y'all know when y'all can start making them pre-orders. But I'm telling y'all, it's coming, man. I want to thank everybody who's been supporting so far. And we getting it done, y'all. Bossology. So look out for that. And like I said, follow me at Late Night Boss Talk. Because if it's after midnight and you ain't up, then you ain't down. I'm going to holler at y'all next time. Oh! Yeah, this has been another edition of Late Night Balls Talk. This your boy Jay Gibson, the new face of finance, CEO and founder of Rethink Rich Academy, and so much more, man. I want you guys to just keep tuning in because we're going to just get more fire. So, yeah, we'll be back next time. I just want to let y'all know, follow me at Late Night Balls Talk. That's all across social media. If follow me on Spotify as well. This way you'll get updates and notifications when I drop a new episode. You do not want to miss out. And we're all across different platforms as well. Big shout out to every platform. We're trying to get, we'll be on iTunes soon. So we'll let you guys know once we get there. But for now, definitely just follow the movement. Because if it's after midnight and you ain't up, then you ain't down. This has been another edition of Late Night Balls Talk. I'll holler at y'all on the flip side. Ow!